Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. Welcome to our show today. We have a very interesting topic called Food Healing for the Eyes. So I have a lot to say on that subject. But before I get to that, I'd like to welcome you here from northern New Mexico. It's a beautiful sunny day, and we are approaching solstice. And yet the weather's pretty mild here, and I'm hosting a group this week on a retreat, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But I'd like to talk about some new sponsors of our show. The first is Crystal Blue Enterprises, and this company, they're a great company. They produce structured water filters, and these are filters that spiral water, which actually can increase our body hydration, facilitate better detoxification, enhance nutrient absorption, and improve cellular communication. We put structured water filters in our property many years ago and noticed the difference immediately, not only in terms of drinking and showering and bathing and cooking with the water, but just in terms of our agriculture, we have a greenhouse here on our property in Tasuki, and I immediately noticed the improvement. The plants just seemed a lot happier. So it's interesting, when we drink structured water, a lot of times what's going on is that if we can increase our oxygenation and hydration, then we can reduce the pH levels in our body and reduce the inflammatory environment that most of us are dealing with just because of the level of foods that we're eating. So to learn more about structured water filters, give us a call at 505-469-4949 or email us at visionwellness2@gmail.com, and we can tell you how to get those filters. I have a filter that I travel with, which is really awesome, and also you can get filters for your house. The second sponsor I'd like to give a shout out to is Wisdom of the Earth Medicinal Essential Oils. And this is a company that I've been coupling with for many years. I actually teach for them. And what I love about the medicinal essential oils from WOAT, Wisdom of the Earth, is that they're single grade therapeutic essences that have a very high frequency. They come directly from the plants and trees, so there's no adulteration. I know there's some controversy out there that you shouldn't, you know, use oils directly on the body. And of course, in my world, that's a myth. I teach aromatherapy certification courses a few times a year. And I have found that actually you can drink the medicinal essences, you can apply them to your body directly, you can use them internally as well. So if you're interested in ordering some Wisdom of the Earth oils, or you would like to take my aromatherapy certification class, give us a call at 505-469-4949 or visit us on the web at visionwellness2@gmail.com. So as I've said, I've been leading a retreat this week in our geodome. It's a wonderful structure. Just, I love round structures as opposed to the rectangles. And one of the things that I've observed about this retreat, and the name of the retreat is called The Hidden Messages Behind Your Eyes, there have been amazing changes with people and a pretty quick turnaround, not only in their eyesight and vision, but overall health and wellness. You know, there's a saying I use that the more insight you get, the better eyesight you're going to have. And that's certainly the case for these folks this week. But part of our practice has been using the Taoist philosophy called Wu Wei. And Wu Wei, this is an important concept in Taoism that literally means non-action or non-doing. So in the Tao, it's been explained that beings, human beings, and probably also animals and plants, you know, the whole living spectrum, are wholly in harmony, and that if we behave in a completely natural, uncontrived way, then we are living in a coherent state. And this is so opposite what our culture teaches us. Now, if I just bring in the eyes, since, you know, we're talking about the eyes and vision here, that we are so over-focalized in our seeing. And what I mean by over-focalized is we need more information, more details. In fact, there was a saying in school that I used to hear quite a bit, the harder you try, the better you do. And really, when you start over-focusing, we don't even know that we're over-focusing, our eyes create such tension in our bodies and we don't even know it. And we become very exclusionary in our seeing. It's kind of like almost a prejudicial kind of seeing where we over-identify with what we're looking at, and in the meantime, we block our peripheral vision, which is probably our most important peripheral vision in terms of our balance, our orientation, our depth perception, our memory. So as we become more aware of our ambient peripheral vision, and we invite the world to look at us, we begin to understand Wu Wei. And old habits die hard. I can speak personally for that. But when I live in the inquiry of living in the resolving, dissolving cycle, and I could do that even in my breathing. So in my inhalation, I'm resolving, and in the exhalation, I am dissolving or being in a dissolving, dissolution state. Then what happens is there's movement that's occurring in my body, in my vision, in my nervous system, in my fluid body, where I begin to experience a rejuvenation, a rebirth, a nourishment that is missing. And I would say that most of us live in a depleted state because we don't acknowledge this resolving, dissolving state. And it doesn't help that the electronic age creates such a fast speed because we're always accommodating to the speed of the computer, the tablet, the smartphone. And when we rest into the Wu Wei, we become open to the possibility of innovation and creativity. And really living on that edge is a very exciting place because when we live on that edge, there's a cellular potency that increases the energy on the cell exponentially. And we can go into a vastness and a spaciousness and an unknown. And this is where the creative, innovative discovery emerges. And this is what I'm teaching in my workshops now. We don't have to make effort. And we find that the old gestures are letting go, and then we become the frequency of the Wu Wei. Efforting is trying. It's being focal. It's tensing. It's getting it right. It's being perfect. It's pleasing the outer. And of course, this is part of the whole. But if we start playing more in our ambient vision, then we start connecting more to our feeling, intuitive, somatic body. And we start dissolving some of the structure that we've created in our eyes. Because the structure, if it's too much structure, it's actually an inhibitor in our growth and development. It's that repetitive pattern, the robotic consciousness that, again, is being promoted. And fear, by the way, then will emerge. So my teaching is that as we start dissolving the old complexities, a new vitality comes forward, fear steps back. In fact, fear will step back when we make one new thought, one new movement, look at something in a very different way. I also feel that we have to stay connected to our inner environment, our inner resources, and as we cultivate those, then we have the capacity to take in the whole instead of seeing through a whole. And as we shift our reference point, we can then loosen our personal identification, our personal history, so to speak, and we can connect to the billions of years of the planetary process that's within each of all of us. Okay, wow, that was a lot to say. So that being said, I'm going to segue into our show today, which is about food healing for the eyes. I love this subject. Because, you know, it's really interesting that we can use food as medicine to help us create wellness. At the same time, we can also eat food that can make us sick in a more disease-based state. So it's our choice. And, you know, I was giving a lecture about a year ago to a group of about 200 doctors, and it was a presentation on nutrition. So at the beginning of the lecture, I started in by saying, okay, folks, how many of you in the audience, how many of you doctors use vitamins for yourself or your family? I would say 98% of the room, everybody raised their hand. I said, question two, how many of you recommend vitamins and minerals for your patients? Like five people raised their hand. I said, what's the deal here? You know, where's the disconnect? And, you know, we spent the workshop kind of understanding why we need to include nutrition in the equation, especially for our eyes. I mean, we can talk about the whole body, but because of my specialty in vision therapy, behavioral optometry, there's no question in my mind and in my clinical observations over 30 plus years, whenever I began to introduce nutrition into the equation, I had pretty immediate results where in the past, if I hadn't introduced nutrition, people would not make the same changes. So I'm going to go through just some very brief points about foods. I'm not talking about vitamins here today. I'm not promoting vitamins. I think we can get most of our nutrients from foods as long as we are using non-GMO organic nature. I'm planning on doing a show on GMO in the future because I think it's very disturbing in terms of what I'm seeing out there with Monsanto and some other companies. And it's horrifying to me what kind of reactions people are getting from these corporate entities that are just mass producing GMOs and pesticides in the food and so on. But today we're going to work with organic food and we're going to talk about food healing. So my first topic is going to be to explain what phytochemicals are. It's very important to add phytochemicals to your diet. What are they? They're antioxidants and other natural chemicals found in plants. A diet high in phytochemicals creates more oxygenation and hydration on a cellular level, and this immediately increases energy production in the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are the part of the cell that produce ATP. And the more energy we have on a cellular level, the more we can get rid of metabolic waste and toxicities. We have exotoxins, we have endotoxins, we have mycotoxins. More and more people I'm seeing are suffering from mold. Pharmaceutical toxicities, chemtrail issues in the sky. So there's so many reasons why the toxicities are going up in our bodies. So the phytochemicals are there on the vegetables that can actually help reduce and move out the metabolic waste. And again, phytochemicals hide in most of the plants that we're throwing out, like the rinds, the stalks, the seeds, the stems, and the skins. Yesterday, I was teaching my group how to make some very high-powered smoothies for the eyes. And we got into a conversation about cucumbers, highly alkalinizing food. And do you know that the skin of the cucumber has one of the highest amount of nutrients in the entire vegetable? And yet we usually take the skin off before we eat it. These phytochemicals act as spark plugs and are keys that fit into the cell receptors. They have properties of being antifungal, antiviral, anti-aging, and they are one of the best choices for complete nutrition. I find that the best way to access phytochemicals is through smoothies by grinding them up in a high-powered blender. So a two-speed blender isn't going to do it. Something like a Vitamix is necessary. And so that's my promotion on phytochemicals. Okay, let's talk about herbs. We grow herbs not only in the summer, but right now my wife is growing them in our plant pots in the house. And so this morning I made a smoothie, and I added some basil, I added some rosemary, I added some ginger. So herbs contain more phytochemicals than vegetables and are very beneficial for all levels of healing. So here are some examples. Basil. This phytochemical is excellent for digestion. And in terms of essential oils, sweet basil is my number one go-to for digestion. You could take one drop of essential oil of the sweet basil and put it on your finger, and after you eat, just put it in your mouth, on your tongue, and boom, your digestion is so much better. I've also used it for food poisoning and, upset stomachs. So basil, great. I made a batch of pesto the other day, and it was totally delicious, and using basil as my core in that. Cilantro is another herb that I highly, highly recommend, especially for folks suffering heavy metal toxicities. It is a wonderful chelator. So I add it to my salads, I add it to my smoothies. I would definitely recommend it in your daily diet. The third herb that I like is garlic, which is a member of the onion family. And garlic offers manganese, B6, vitamin C, selenium, calcium. I think of garlic as the great immune booster. It also has very high anti-cancer properties and can help prevent heart disease. The next herb is ginger, very strong anti-inflammatory influence. As an essential oil, we call ginger the queen of the digestive system. Include this herb in your daily diet. It's very important. The next one I love is peppermint. This mint contains many phytochemicals and is wonderful for digestion and respiratory health. Peppermint essential oil is great for mental clarity, and it also helps activate our vision to begin to see more deeply in sacred geometry. I'm working with an acupuncturist in Kauai right now, and she's studying the type of acupuncture where she's bringing in sacred geometry designs into her practice, into her patients. And, you know, I always say that sacred geometry and these other dimensional things like sacred geometry, and there are other things that I use like that. When you use peppermint oil, it kind of amplifies that cosmic connection. I think sacred geometry comes from the stars, and I think that it's part of our cosmic starseed connection. And so that peppermint can actually help activate our awareness to these other designs that are quite profound, that actually can reverse physiological deterioration. I've seen this with certain doctors who are using this to reverse cancer, and they're using different sacred geometry designs on the body. So there's a lot out there that's really amazing stuff. Another herb is rosemary. Rosemary offers many phytochemicals rich in vitamin A, B, C, trace minerals, potassium, calcium, iron, manganese, copper, and magnesium. So it's a powerhouse that has a lot of vitamins and minerals. You know, there's a rosemary verbenone essential oil that I use, which is very good for mental clarity. So that would be another way to get the rosemary into your body. It's fantastic. And then the last herb I'm going to speak about is turmeric. Turmeric is also known as Indian saffron. It is also highly anti-inflammatory. It fights pain, supports easy liver detoxification. And we know the connection between the eyes and the liver. I also find that turmeric helps with brain health. And I definitely include this herb in my daily diet. Okay, let's move to vegetables and fruits. Asparagus, this green vegetable, is a great detoxifier, and it has healing qualities which are actually amplified if you lightly steam them. I recommend eating one bunch of fresh organic asparagus every day. They contain folic acid, which is important for women during pregnancy, and it's also very much a support for the kidneys. Lightly steamed asparagus is one of the best sources of the powerful phytochemical glutathione. And as we know, glutathione is needed in high amounts to support a healthy lens in the eye. So people that are developing cataracts, glutathione is a very important phytochemical that you want to add to your diet. Make sure that when you're taking asparagus that you drink extra water when eating, because you want to really flush out the toxicities. And of course, the kind of water that I'm recommending is structured water. Okay, the next high powerhouse, one of my favorites, is avocados. Whoa, what a wonderful source of omega-3 fatty acid, also called oleic acid. And avocados help support liver function, reduce harmful LDL cholesterol, which in high amounts can clog the blood vessel walls. Avocados are great for the eyes and the brain. You know, the inside of the avocado is approximately 3 grams of soluble fat, and as with other good fats, it is great for reducing inflammation in the body. So I don't think we get enough fats in our diet, and I think we should be eating one avocado a day. Now, there's been some controversy in my book, Taking It In, about using the avocado seed in our smoothies, and I get that question every day. The avocado seed? Really? Are you kidding me? Will it grind up? Absolutely. The avocado seed also packs a punch and can be added to your smoothies. It contains 20% fat, but you know what? It won't make you fat. Most people don't know that avocado seeds also have excellent artery scrubbing abilities and contain one of the most soluble fibers in your food. Eat one organic avocado per day to assure you're getting one of the best fats possible. I like to eat both avocados and coconuts, and this is exactly the kind of fats that you need in your body. Okay, the next vegetable I want to bring up are beets. So I like beets, especially this time of year, because it's a root vegetable. It can lower your blood pressure, boost your stamina, really, really good for eye health, reduce inflammation. Beets are rich in nutrients and fiber and contain phytochemicals important for your macula health. You know, people with macular degeneration out there, they should be including beets in their diet and in their smoothies. I use them in salads also. Okay, the next high powerhouse that I love are blueberries. Oh my goodness. So with high levels of antioxidants, blueberries help to neutralize the free radical change and free radical damage that accumulates, especially in the retina of the eye. Blueberries help increase the circulation in the eyes, which is important for conditions like glaucoma, floaters, and especially for diabetic retinopathy, other retinal degenerative conditions. Bilberry is also very useful for this. Blueberries also contain phytochemicals that support and improve the microcapillaries in the retina and macula. And I use them in my smoothies all the time. Okay, the next very important vegetable I love is carrots, very high in vitamin A. Carrots are beneficial for all eye tissues, especially the cornea, where we are susceptible to dry eye syndrome. They also are benefit in other body systems, including the heart, the lungs, the colon. Carrots are great in salads and smoothies, but I don't recommend carrot juice because it contains too much sugar and raises the blood sugar level. But you can add it to your smoothies as part of the constellation of veggies and fruits that you might be using on a daily basis. Carrot seed, essential oil. Oh boy, I love that one. She is amazing, and I use her above and below the eyes to oxygenate the eye tissue. Coconut, very soothing for the digestive system, has been shown to improve neurodegenerative diseases and goes a long way to reduce the body's inflammatory response. It has high levels of lauric acid, which helps dissolve the lipid layer surrounding viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens. Coconuts are one of the best healing fats. Coconut oil is heat stable, so you can cook with it at higher temperatures. And I also recommend rubbing coconut oil on your body after a bath or shower. You can also use coconut butter, the coconut fat if you get a real coconut, great for smoothies. Okay, the next item I want to share, you may not have heard of, it's called they're called cordyceps. And these are parasitic mushrooms that have a wonderful tonic. If you suffer from respiratory disorders, asthma, just breathing issues in general, cordyceps improve overall oxygenation and cellular health. They improve the immune system, and I use them in salads and smoothies. Corn. Now remember, with corn, we want to use only use non-GMO. But fresh yellow or orange corn contain lutein, which is an essential piece for retinal and macular health. It's a carotenoid. And like zeaxanthin, lutein is critically important for good macular health. Guess what, folks? Corn has high amounts, not only of lutein, lecithin, which imports healthy cellular membranes. So if you're suffering wet macular degeneration, really good to put corn in your smoothie or eat it. Corn is good for balancing the brain, overall blood sugar metabolism. Fantastic. Endive lettuce. Most people don't know this, but this salad green has a number of healing effects for the entire body. You know, it nourishes the optic nerve, so if you're suffering glaucoma or optic neuritis, I would definitely eat more endive lettuce. It helps reduce and reverse macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, and it helps promote the secretion of bile, which aids in liver and gallbladder. So this is a great one for the eyes. Endive boosts blood and has the capacity to prevent anemia. And the high fiber content in endive helps keep the system running smoothly. Endive is an excellent source of vitamin A, helps fight melanomas and cancers. It has folate acid, thiamine, niacin, so it's got all the B vitamins. It's got vitamin K. So this is a real powerhouse. I really recommend it. Goji berries. I put this in our smoothie yesterday for our group. The superfood contains 18 amino acids and 21 minerals, and has a large amount of beta carotene, which helps the lung and the eye tissue. It also has high amounts of zeaxanthin, which again is one of those carotenoids that's very important for macular health. Lime. Lime supports the kidneys as well as the skin. And don't forget about the white fuzzy pith, because the pith contains phytochemicals and flavonoids. So when you cut the skin away, leave the white part on the lime, because it has a lot of great things for your body. Mexican lime essential oil is wonderful. I use her all the time. She's great for depression, helps with ADD, attention deficit disorder. I also use her as part of my Candida protocol. Pumpkin seeds. These edible kernels are packed with many health benefiting vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential amino acids. They're rich in fiber, rich in unsaturated fatty acids. Also, a very good source of protein, vitamin E, B6, copper, manganese, and especially zinc. A lot of guys out there with prostate problems have low zinc. Add pumpkin seeds to your diet. Also has great selenium in it. So when I make my nut drinks, I usually will add pumpkin seeds, or I'll grind it up in a coffee grinder and put it on my salads. Really good stuff. How about strawberries? Well, this powerhouse contains phytochemicals that help improve the heart, have high levels of antioxidants, and they also have a strong anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer property. So in terms of some of the nutrients that I recommend, there's something called alpha-lipoic acid, and this is a fatty acid that's found inside every cell of the body. It's a very powerful antioxidant, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier. Another nutrient I like is carbon redox. This is a very interesting formula. You can go to a website called Restore for Life, and it really talks about the importance of the gut health and the fact that many of us suffer a leaky gut syndrome. So what carbon redox does is it helps improve the internal flora, and it maintains the intestinal lining, increases gut health, and it will reduce inflammation. So especially if you're suffering from celiac disease, Crohn's disease, IBS, I would definitely look at carbon redox in terms of adding it to your diet. I spoke about carotenoids, beta carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein. You know, some great places you can get those if you're non-vegetarian is egg yolk, orange bell peppers, red peppers, kale, goji berries, spinach. These all have high amounts of carotenoids, and you should be including them every day in your diet. So most people, in terms of, this is a conversation we have, digestive enzymes, and most people that I have tested do not absorb their proteins very well. And because the digestive enzymes increase our ability to absorb nutrients, and they help us break down the proteins and fats in our foods, if we start thinking more and adding more enzymatic capability in our gut, then we're going to be absorbing our food better. So, you know, my preference is to try to get the digestive enzymes through our blending of fruits and vegetables into smoothies. But if you have to go the route of supplements, work with your doctor, find out what you're deficient in terms of your digestive enzymes. There's lots of ways to go with it, and it's beyond the scope of our conversation today. I spoke about glutathione, and I want to speak a little more about it because it's so important. This master phytochemical is regarded as one of the best detoxification agents in the brain and body. Glutathione is a major antioxidant on a cellular level, protects the mitochondria so they can do their job in creating more energy in the cell. High anti-cancer properties helps to prevent and eliminate cataracts. Those folks that are suffering cataracts out there, I would definitely increase your glutathione levels because toxins accumulate in the lens of the eye, and this vulnerable tissue needs large amounts of glutathione to remain clear. Glutathione is also great for chelating heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, lead from the body. And deficiencies in glutathione can actually result in migraine headaches, glaucoma, cataracts, melanomas, diabetes, asthma, breast cancer, lung cancer, and Parkinson's disease. Interesting. Okay, just a few more. I want to talk a bit about probiotics. While a lot of our medical care is dedicated to killing bad bacteria with antibiotics, I propose instead we coexist and live in balance with these critters. After all, they've been on Earth a lot longer than we have. When we have rich and balanced variety of bacteria in our intestines, they keep our gut shiny and healthy. However, because of factory farming's widespread use of antibiotics, herbicides, pesticides, GMOs, many of us have lost the network of good bacteria in our gut. And as we have seen, gluten and toxicities can also impair our gut function. The condition of the gut affects our emotional health, our overall perceptions, and by improving our intestinal health, we can have a positive influence on our behavior, reduce our stress, our anxiety, improve concentration, and learning. This is one of the main things I focus on with the autism spectrum people, that they are really getting the proper antibiotics and what's going on a gut level in terms of their absorption. Because anything going on in the gut will be mirrored in the brain, and if there's an inflammation in the gut, it will also appear in the brain. Probiotics help us to foster the growth of beneficial bacteria. They also help to transport neurochemicals such as serotonin, dopamine, and nerve growth factor, all of which are essential for healthy brain and nerve function. Many people use yogurt products for their probiotic qualities. But you know, folks, I really don't recommend those because most yogurts contain too much sugar. I do recommend certain naturally fermented foods, which are rich in probiotics and bacteria. Unpasteurized sauerkraut, kimchi, natto. So if you have digestive issues, one of my first suggestions is a three-month round of high-grade probiotics. And probiotic supplements support intestinal resiliency by introducing one or more strains of live beneficial bacteria. But it's also good to rotate the kind of probiotics you're using. These probiotics are important because they will act as a barrier that line the intestines and prevent the adhesion of the bad bacteria. They can also produce short-chain fatty acids that the intestinal cells use as food. So probiotics are critical. So I'm giving you some things to digest here. I'm going to also recommend that you get a copy of my book called Taking It In. Taking It In is a book that I wrote about digestion, about the malabsorption system syndrome. And you can get that book from my website, www.drsambyrne.com. Or you can give us a call at 505-469-4949. Or send us an email, visionwellness2@gmail.com. So some upcoming events that I'm going to be doing, I will be in Santa Barbara, California on Thursday, January 7th. I'm going to be doing a three-hour masterclass on eye therapy. It's going to be at Bob Cooley's studio. Bob is an amazing fellow. He wrote a book called The Genius of Flexibility. And if you want more information, contact us on our website and we can register you. I also will be at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, March 27th and 28th. And the workshop retreat is called The Art of Seeing. So if you live in California, it's going to be a powerful retreat. I've done this workshop many times before, and we already have a good group forming. We'll be discussing medicinal essential oils. We'll be doing movement. We'll be working with color and light therapy. We're going to be working with my physical therapy for the eyes. So come on out for that. And I want to leave you with one final thought today that this has to do with our vision again, that if you're suffering a situation, whether it's an eye diagnosis or just a general diagnosis, that we do have the possibility of not being identified solely with our condition, our diagnosis, that when we suffer an over-identification with any situation, what ends up happening is that our system begins to shut down. And one of the first things I talk about in vision is our imagination. And can we see it in another way? You know, one of the jokes is that if you want to improve your vision, give up your point of view. Take off your glasses and embrace the blur. Now, of course, you want to do that in a very safe environment. But it's really important that you begin to have that imagination of what's possible. This is what we do in rehab all the time when a person has had an injury. If we can imagine it first in our brain, then we can manifest it later on. So I call it the refresh rate. And that as we are refreshing in a deep way where we can catch ourselves every time our mind goes back to the situation and we're over-focused on that, then my recommendation is always see the exact opposite. So here's an example. I am afraid of my blur and my eyes feel really fatigued. And I am empowered to use my eyes with clarity and resiliency. So if we can hold both of those, then we begin to soften our personal history and our identification with that, and we begin to connect in a more broadband way. So that's our show for today. Thanks for joining our talk. And if you want to have questions and you want to get some answers, send me an email, visionwellness2@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to address your questions on air. I'm also on podcast, iTunes podcast. Just go to 2020 iTalk, Dr. Sam Byrne. I'm planning some very interesting changes and expansions in our podcast radio show, which I will share in a few weeks, some new things that are going to be happening. We also have some guests planned coming in 2016, so a lot going on. So visit me on my website or come to one of my workshops. And thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day.